Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Every day, almost 600 people in the UK develop dementia. Commonly more older people than younger, and here in the UK, there are more women with dementia than men. It's an umbrella group of symptoms caused by diseases such as Alzheimer's disease and vascular dementia, where brain cells aren't working properly, resulting in, for instance, memory, speech, or emotional problems, and it's not a given part of aging. Sadly, there's currently no cure. Recently, news was published of an artificial intelligence system developed by IBM and drug company Pfizer, which has analysed bits of speech from participants of a long-running study who were describing a particular drawing. And these participants were cognitively normal, as in they didn't have signs of dementia, at the time. Through noting subtle linguistic changes that might indicate the beginnings of cognitive decline, such as grammatical slip-ups or altered sentence structures, the system managed to predict the onset of dementia up to 7 years earlier than human doctors, with 70% accuracy. My name's Katie Haler from the Naked Scientist team, and I asked Susan Colhas, who's Director of Research at Alzheimer's Research UK, what she made of the announcement.
This paper has used a really simple test to test language performance in people who don't have any signs of dementia. And what they found is that years and years before people have the onset of dementia, the test can predict whether or not people are likely to develop dementia with around 70% accuracy. Researchers show participants a picture called the cookie theft picture description. People describe the picture, which is essentially a picture of a boy standing on a stool stealing cookies out of a jar. The stool's about to fall over. There's a little girl standing next to him trying to grab one of the cookies, and the mum at the kitchen sink washing dishes, and the water from the dishes are overflowing onto the floor. So the complexity with which people sort of explain the description can predict whether or not people are likely to develop dementia or Alzheimer's disease in the future.
The theory would be then that you've got essentially 7 years more notice, or a 7 year larger time window to do something for people at risk of dementia.
One of the things we hear a lot at Alzheimer's Research UK and within the field is, do people want to be diagnosed with Alzheimer's or dementia earlier, or would they rather not know? And the clear consensus that we see is that people would rather know. And I think clearly it's an individual decision, and whether people go through screening is an individual decision. But there are advantages to knowing earlier in terms of putting care plans in place, adopting lifestyle factors that may actually prevent or slow the onset of dementia, or having the opportunity to take part in research studies where we're looking for treatments that slow or stop the onset of dementia earlier on. And I think none of those things can happen unless people know what their risks are. I think the other big challenge for us in the field, and this is where this study comes in and others come in, is how do you identify the people that are most likely to respond to treatments? And one of the challenges we've had in the field is that people are diagnosed with dementia quite late after they have quite severe symptoms. And that can be problematic because experts believe that the earlier you treat people, the more likely that treatment is to be successful and helpful. So are we treating people too late to show a benefit? The earlier we can diagnose people, the earlier we can get treatments in, and the easier it will be to test whether those treatments are working or not.
Susan Colhas from Alzheimer's Research UK. And that paper has been published in The Lancet eClinical Medicine.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.